Joining us now at our studios, we have from 50 North, Craig Swenson. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, Jeff.
Thank you so much for coming in today. And you brought somebody with you, Michelle Loken. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you new to 50 North? Or?
Yes, I am. I started on June 6th.
Oh, okay. So just a couple of months. You're coming up on your two-month anniversary. I'm sure Craig is getting the party ready right now for the anniversary. What is your role there?
I am the program coordinator for, I organize art classes and set up the gallery shows, and I recruit volunteers, and then I have a little bit of responsibility in the dining program that just started up again.
All right, so they put you to work on a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. Do you have the artistic background?
I don't really.
Okay.
But I appreciate art, and... and I'm having fun learning about different types of art.
All right. So. We'll get into programming here in just a moment. We'll talk to Craig for a moment first. You are about to lose an executive director. We have Lynn actually scheduled to come in next week to talk to us about that. But are plans being made now to replace Lynn?
Yes. So they are working on currently hiring a new director.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't heard much yet on that part of it. So hopefully soon we'll hear what the name of the new director for it. We're very, very sad to see Lynn go. But, retirement and wanting to get out and enjoy things that she loves to do. In all the years that I've been at 50 North, she's been an inspiration and such a great leader.
Mm-hmm. So, all right. Well, we wish her the best, and we'll be talking with her. I think it's next Tuesday, Monday or Tuesday of next week we have her coming in for it. Kind of an exit interview. Let's move on to what's happening. Is August a busy month?
It is, actually. Mm-hmm. A lot of people think, August, it's going to slow down. It has slowed it a little bit down at 50 North on the programming aspect. For fitness, we did slow down a little bit for the pool because right now we are closed for the pool. We're doing our yearly maintenance of the pool. We're cleaning it up, drained all the water out of it. We're actually even incorporating a very large 16-foot fan at the top of the pool, which will help out with water that collects up on the surface of the deck, along with the humidity, high level of humidity in that room, along with, with any indoor pool, you get the chemical smell sometimes of the chlorine, the bromine that's had to be used in the pool itself, and it's just going to help evaporate that, get that out of that area, so it's a much safer environment for individuals. So that would be something for people to be looking forward to once we get that up and going. Right now, currently, again, like I said, we are closed for the pool, but we will be back open on the 15th.
Okay, so it won't be too terribly long.
No.
All right, it'll be bigger and better than ever. Not bigger than ever, but better than ever.
Exactly.
All right. What else is happening at 50 North?
Well, we've got some great programming for fitness. We've got a great collaboration with Health Finders to offer a free Zumba class. Now, we've got a free Zumba class three times a week, Mondays and Thursdays, 6 to 7 o'clock, and then on Saturdays, 8 to 9. So everybody is welcome for that. We'd love to see people come in and enjoy the Zumba class, have a great time. It's with Mary Bell from Health Finders. And again, it's a great collaboration that we have going on at 50 North. We're very excited for it. Another collaboration that we have going on is with a new gentleman here in Northfield that is teaching Tai Chi. Rob Gursky has come in and will be teaching Tai Chi at 50 North, standing Tai Chi, which is on Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:45 to 9:15. And then he does a Tai Chi flow in the chair for individuals that don't feel comfortable being in the standing position.
Oh, great.
So we have a chair one also. And again, that is also on Wednesdays and Saturdays, 9:30 to 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, Rob's a good guy. I like him. I think he'd be a very good teacher.
Exactly.
That, so.
It's a neat guy, and we just started it this week, and we've gotten already some rave reviews from the individuals that have taken the class, so it's great to hear
that. I would
imagine
so. Yes. I would expect nothing less. All right.
And then every month, we always have our wonderful doctor of physical therapy, Marcy Kramer, coming in to teach or to help us learn a little bit more about the human body. And this one is talking about the bone health. We've got 206-plus bones in our body. A lot of things happen as we age, osteoporosis, osteopenia, joint issues. So she's going to come in and talk about the basics of anatomy and physiology of the bone, and then also ways to keep your bones healthy. That's one of the most important thing for us to be able to keep going, because that's going to keep us strong, keep us stable, keep us moving. And we want to keep those bones healthy.
Yep. All right, once again, we're talking with 50 North. Greg Swenson is with us, along with Michelle Locum. We're talking about some of the programming events that they have coming up in the month of August. What else do we have going on? We're going to turn things over to Michelle.
Yeah.
What's going on in your department, Michelle?
Maria Estrada, Little Frida Cafe and Taco Shop, is now serving lunch at 50 North on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 11:30 to 1 in our cafeteria. She has daily specials for $5, and then she also has some Mexican fare that she offers.
Yeah.
And in September, she'll be open Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. All right. That's a great food there. I love Maria's cooking.
It is good. Yeah. And she is doing her catering out of our kitchen,
mm-hmm.
and she has online ordering and also DoorDash.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. What else is happening?
So some upcoming events, Pat Drosted will be displaying her artwork in the gallery beginning September 1st.
All right.
And there'll be an artist reception for her on September 13th from 4 to 5.
I have never seen her artwork.
Mm-hmm.
Little known fact, neither one of you probably know this, but Pat Drosted was a employee of KYMN for many, many years, back in the 70s and 80s, and when I first got here. So, I never knew. I knew she had a great mind, a great legal mind at that, mm-hmm. but artwork, I'll have to check that mm-hmm. out.
Yeah.
She's very talented.
And she's the president now of the board, isn't she?
She is.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You get to be president, you get your paintings up on the wall, you get your artwork up there. What else is going on, Michelle?
Also, starting September 1st, Dina Fessler will be displaying her dress collection, which mm-hmm. she has made out of plastics and styrofoam materials. And they're beautiful. They look like evening gowns. They're lovely. And she will be speaking about what inspired her to design the dresses
mm-hmm.
and her campaign for environmental awareness. And that's
neat
coming
stuff.
Up in October.
Yeah.
The dresses will be displayed beginning September 1st, but her presentation will be in October.
She is an engaging speaker as well. I think she'll do a great job with that. All right. Anything else you would like to highlight?
Well, like I said, I'm recruiting volunteers, so mm-hmm. I'd like to put a plug in for the need for volunteers at the Used a Bit shop. Most volunteers do shifts of 2 to 4 hours sporadically throughout mm-hmm. the week. Especially on Saturdays. And all the volunteers that work there tell me how much fun they have there. They all really enjoy it.
Good.
Yeah.
Good deal. They just contact you at 50 North?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And other volunteer needs are for pool monitors, and we need people to work at the popcorn wagon at Bridge Square.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also need some crew members that would be willing to pick up furniture at private homes and haul them to the Used a Bit furniture store.
All right. And once again, contact 50 North. Greg, do you have anything you'd like to add to that?
Well, I'd like to just put a little thing out there for also our wonderful trips that we have coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a great trip coming up. It's already filled up, but we're going to be going to the La Crosse boat trip actually next week. I'm very excited to actually be part of that. So we've got that coming up. One thing that we also have coming up in September is the Como Zoo and Conservatory, which is on Thursday, September 22nd. 10 to 5 o'clock, we'll be going to the conservatory and then ending the day at the Chart House in Lakeville for a nice dinner. And then we have also heading down the road a little bit in October, we're looking at an overnight overnight trip over to Lanesboro. So we'll be looking at going into the Amish country of Lanesboro, learning about how milk is turned into cream and mm-hmm. into cheese, and then going and seeing the different markets for the Amish community there. I think it's going to be a fun one. We also have an Egan Outlet Mall in November. November 15th is we'll be going to Egan Outlet Mall. We did that last year, and we're going to do it again. And then coming up in November also, we have a Servant's Christmas, the musical, which is at the History Theater. And then in December, we're looking at two different things. Currently, we're looking at possibly a dinner at the King's Room here in Northfield at the college. And then also we're looking at going down to the Paradise Theater for a Christmas Carol for it. More information to come on to that once we've got all the logistics planned out for those.
All right. And once again, that's available on the website, information is. And of course, you can always just stop on in.
Oh, most definitely. We'd always encourage people to stop in and see what's happening.
All right. Craig, Michelle, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again next month.
Thanks so much, Jeff.
From 50 North, Craig Swenson and Michelle Loken. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080. Coming up next, we have Joe Amy.